Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Kenny Boyd. Kenny Boyd serves as Baylor's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Health and Wellness. In this position, Boyd oversees the expansion, execution, and collaboration in the areas of athletics performance, applied performance, athletic medicine, physical therapy, sports nutrition, and mental health. Boyd came to Baylor in the summer of 2017 from North Carolina, where he served as head athletic trainer for the football program after a similar role for 11 years prior at the University of Texas. So a lot of time in Texas before coming back here to join Baylor University. Great to have you here at Baylor, and great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today, Kenny.
Thank you, Derek. I appreciate being here.
You've hit the ground running here over these last 17 months or so since you came here to Baylor. And I want to, you know, ask you about this role, because it goes beyond some of the traditional athletic training jobs that we've heard of as the past. You've worked in those roles plenty before. What's been most exciting or intriguing to you here at Baylor as you broaden the scope of the ways you've worked with our student athletes so far?
Well, I think first and foremost, the acknowledgement from not only the staff and administration, coaches that we're working with at this point, about the need for really highlighting and providing resources specific to student athlete health and well-being, but seeing that from our leadership, seeing that from Mac Rhodes and his vision to create a position like this that, quite frankly, is one of the first in the country at the time, and there are more schools across the country that are starting to evolve to have this structure. And certainly I think it starts with the recognition of we are now at a time where we need to provide these resources in a very unique and intentional way to our student athletes to not only provide the success, but really follow through with our vision of preparing champions for life.
Where that comes to mind as I read about your position, what you do, and the way you and your colleagues interact is holistic, really how all different aspects of health and wellness interact with each other.
Well, I think as you start to dive into what the position is, what we have the vision for our health and wellness team to look like at Baylor, it is a, you know, fully encompassing version of resources around our student athlete. You know, I use the analogy in some presentations and people that I talk with of, you know, not too long ago, and I think what a lot of people kind of associate with, you know, medical and strength conditioning services was very simple. You know, you had a strength coach, you have an athletic trainer, the coach, they kind of embody that team, that care team around the student athlete. You know, you throw in a team physician, you throw in some people here and there that help out. But where we have seen the growth over the last several years is how much that expands out within the team. You know, now all of a sudden your student athlete has a care team that consists of dietitians, of other, you know, chiropractor, massage therapists, other manual therapists. You have mental health specialists that you work with, sports psychologists. You know, you start to really grow out what this looks like. Not to mention the resources that now the NCAA is allowing us to provide, from a dietary resources to medical resources and things that we can provide our student athletes year round.
Is there a mission statement of sorts, or kind of a true north that everything in your department points back towards?
Well, for us, everything aligns with what we're doing as a department to prepare champions for life. That's our vision. Mm-hmm. You know, how we do it, you know, certainly I think in order for us to be able to accomplish what we are setting out to accomplish, it's a very bold plan, a very complex plan. We have to do it with, you know, with one standard, one accord, as we'd say within our department, and how we are going to move forward. We have to be on the same page, but we also have to be willing to bring in people to help us do that. And we have some great partners on campus that have really been welcoming for me and our other new staff that we have, to really set up a system that is, like we said, a holistic system of care for our student athletes.
Talking with Kenny Boyd from Student Athlete Health and Wellness. And Kenny, you know, you've held jobs in football athletic training at Texas and North Carolina. A lot of cases, very much destination jobs in your field. What was it about this role here at Baylor when you heard about it, when you began applying for it and eventually got it, that was so appealing to you?
Well, personally, for me, this position was an opportunity to serve a community, a university that has a Christian mission to serve their people, serve the student athletes, the students, the staff, and it really speaks very close to me. I came to know Baylor University at a young age. My father's he's a Baptist minister, Southern Baptist minister, and actually spent some time at Southwest Seminary in Fort Worth. I was in Texas at an early age. I'm not a Texan, mm-hmm. but my kids were born in Texas, so I think that helps me a little bit in that area.
That counts.
I always knew that Baylor was a special place, and the opportunity to come and to be able to serve not only what we're doing on the field, but be able to do some things off the field that make it very unique in how we serve our student athletes.
Visiting with Kenny Boyd, and Kenny, we kind of brushed over the some different roles in your department at the top of the show. Let's dive in a little bit more now in depth these areas under your purview: athletics performance, athletic medicine, applied performance, sport nutrition, and athletics mental health. Could you sort of give us a rundown of what those are and how they're different and how they interact?
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a challenge sometimes to try to keep some of the things straight. We have a lot of things going on. Athletics performance is our strength conditioning. Okay, so when you hear that, it is referencing the sport performance area of an athlete. And that really is kind of even broader. As you start to peel back the layers a little bit, athletic performance is injury prevention. It's preparation for activity on the field. It's preparation for return to play after an injury. So there's a lot of different ways that we not only train but educate our student athletes in athletic performance. Athletic medicine is just like it sounds. It is our medical unit within health and wellness. You know, one of the things that we really try to be deliberate in what we're providing is providing elite services, understanding that we want to do as much to provide an efficiency of care as well as a quality of care for healthcare for our student athletes. Great partners with Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics and Baylor Scott & White. They've been established with us, but we're doing some really unique things to try to increase that partnership. They certainly are working on expanding their own facility and some of the things that they've announced recently about a building that would provide more access to research initiatives and things of that nature. But our goal within athletic medicine is to make sure that we're providing efficiency and care, but also an elite service. As you start to dive into a few of the other ones, applied performance is what people know more commonly as your sports science. Applied was really intentional in the way that we use that word because there's so much more involved than just data analytics. And when you think about sports science, you think about, the GPS monitoring that we do with Catapult, a great partner of ours that we work with to see volume, to see training loads and things of that nature. Applied performance goes beyond that. It really looks into what we're doing by educating our student athletes and also how we are applying that to their daily life and their competitive field. So that's a unique area that we're working with. Sports nutrition, while not new, it is a growing area in athletics and even within our department. But we try to find ways, and when you start to divide up sports nutrition, there's food service and how we're delivering the food. There's also clinical care. So if we have a student athlete that has a concern of a disordered eating or something along those lines, we need to have that availability. And then there's just performance, right? So there's performance nutrition, delivering the services and things that they need on the field, in practice, things of that nature. One of the biggest growing areas in college athletics is mental health services. Quite frankly, we were able to find a gym and Dr. Monique Marshbell. She's on campus, been a part of Baylor, really a leader in this area, started working with her when I first got on campus. One of the first conversations I had was with Jim Marsh and Dr. Marsh and the counseling center, and got to know Monique and was able to and fortunate enough to hire her to be our first director of mental health services for Baylor, for Baylor Athletics. And what we're in the process of doing is similar to what you're seeing with health and wellness in general with all these different areas. We're trying to broaden the area of mental health services between sports psychology, clinical psychology, and then other areas like substance abuse and education and recovery treatment services and things of that nature. So really a lot going on there, right, Derek. So
yeah, great rundown there of the various areas in student athlete health and wellness. We are visiting with Kenny Boyd here on Baylor Connections. And you mentioned communicating with student athletes. Talk about that communication role with our student athletes, just in terms of building relationships, getting that buy-in. What does that look like to you, and what stands out to you about our student athletes here at Baylor?
Well, at the heart of any organization's success, I think it really comes down to communication. And it's no different in this area. When you think about the people that we have to communicate with, there's, you know, not only the student athlete, but there's the coach, there's the academic coach, the people in SACE with Marcus Sedbury and his staff. There's, you know, maybe some academic administrative staff. Then there's parents. There's other people that surround the student athlete. And so communication is of utmost importance. Now, how we really have to navigate, there's a couple different things that you look at. There's, you know, how are we communicating verbally? What are we sharing with our student athletes and intentional programming, just like Marcus would have for SACE and what they're doing academically and with student athlete development. We have our own program of these are things that we're highlighting. You know, maybe it's 1 week our group and an entire staff are talking about sleep and sleep hygiene and how it's important to make sure that you're getting and the appropriate amount of sleep from day to day and why. Maybe we'll switch the next day to, you know, protein in your diet and what that looks for. So really diving in deep to some specific areas to reemphasize, but really verbal communication. The next piece of it is, you know, a lot of times, whether it's be social media or other digital communication, that's another piece that we really look to try to help get the message out that we're trying to support. One of the other things that we brought on board recently was a health and wellness system-wide communication platform. It's called AMS by Catapult. Really a unique combination of a system that would help us to analyze, process the data that we're getting, but then also communicate within our units. So athletic medicine can communicate in a secured way with our performance coaches. It can communicate with our dietitians, communicate with our coaches. It even allows our student athletes to provide input and feedback that is very valuable for us when we're talking about programming from day to day.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Baylor Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Health and Wellness, Kenny Boyd, our guest today. And, you know, Kenny, you know, since you've come here and you've worked on unifying these areas with you and your staff, what have been the main priorities? What have been some of the things that you look at over this last year and a half or so and say, here's an area that I'm really pleased with the way we were able to kind of bring this under one umbrella or maybe get rid of silos or what have you?
Well, nice use of the word silos.
Thank
it's
you.
Very appropriate for Waco. But, I think the first thing that we had to do was really just take a step back and look at where we were having success because we were doing a lot of things well. There are people on campus that, quite frankly, were underutilized, and we have some great resources available to us right across the street. And so really trying to figure out and evaluate what's available for us and then start to assess those opportunities that exist in different areas. I'll tell you what I'm really proud of right now is the commitment that MAC and the administration has been providing around mental health services. We hear about it every day, different situations, scenarios, concerns. You know, I think the combination between having Dr. Marsh Bell available, having Jim Marsh and Dr. Marsh and his staff at the Counseling Center, we're doing some really incredible things to support our student athletes in this area, reduce the stigma that's around college athletes and athletics and just college in general around mental health, and allowing our student athletes to get the care they need at the time that they need it. Really proud of what we're doing and what Dr. Marsh Bell is leading us through in this area. So that's one area that I think we're continuing to, or we're excelling in. You know, what we're doing in just in general and how we are leading in the applied performance area is kind of, I think to some within the industry, they know that and they've seen it. But you know, the things that we've been doing over the last several years, we've been a leader in this area. So when you think about the sports science area and the things that we're doing, quite frankly, we've been leading the discussion in a lot of ways. And so the challenge moving forward is, how do we continue that? And I think that's where, you know, talking with Dr. Bowden and Robbins College partners there about how we can do more within research initiatives, be a proponent to how we can continue to develop the standard for what we're doing in college athletics.
You know, you mentioned mental health, and obviously you've been around student athletes a long time. And, you know, in my roles here at Baylor, I'm able to see a lot of what they do. And I think most average people would probably be amazed if they realized just the level of dedication that our student athletes give to the university academically and athletically, and maybe not think about the pressures as much that they face. Every student athlete is different, but there's some kind of common themes that you work with to help student athletes just adjust to that, the busyness of their schedule, juggling training and practice with their academics, and also even just, you know, performance and what do I do when athletics is done, things of that nature.
Well, everybody that's been a college student can close your eyes and go back to those days when you were stepping foot on campus and the anxiety that was there about how am I going to succeed in at this level, the stress of academically succeeding, the stress of transitioning away from a home environment into a point where you're now responsible for yourself. You know, those challenges and anxieties exist with our student athletes. You add to that the challenges of sport preparation, of you know, the challenges of meeting expectations, of succeeding on the court, on the field, and you really start to see where quickly not only does their schedule fill up, but their level of anxiety begins to build, and the expectations that they have for themselves. So, you know, what I'm really proud that we're able to start to do more of is to provide avenues for student athletes to get the help that they need to help work through some of those challenges. And, you know, understand that sometimes they're not going to make the right choice. You know, they're going to sleep in, they're going to be late, but they're going to make some bigger challenges. And, you know, we have people not only within our athletic department to support our student athletes' growth and learning, but even people on campus as well.
We are visiting with Kenny Boyd from Student Athlete Health and Wellness here on Baylor Connections. And as we head into the final few moments of the program, I want to ask you, you know, when you look at success, we talk about preparing champions for life. And as you've been here about a year and a half now, how do you measure success short term and long term, whether that's individually with student athletes or whether it's some of your own internal markers that you're trying to reach?
Great question. And really one that we're continuing to ask ourselves. What are the measurables? What are we going to look at from year to year that's going to evaluate how we are succeeding? And I think part of it is just being very intentional in our relationships with our student athletes, you know, getting the feedback from them, working closely with our SAC, our Student Athlete Advisory Council, to get that feedback from them. Ultimately, the relationships that we build, not only with our student athletes, but our coaches and our staff, are going to provide the information that we need about success and how we are measuring that. But I think there's even bigger things that we can point to. And part of that, for me, is how are we growing our own staff? You know, the way I look at my job right now, Derek, is I used to be somebody that was taking direct care of our student athletes. I was athletic trainer, worked with them on a daily basis, boots on the ground, in the trenches, however you want to put it. You know, now I'm a resource for those people that are doing that. And so when I start to figure out, you know, and look and reflect on how I'm going to measure my success through this is how is our staff growing and how are we developing them to be better leaders, not only for our department and our university, but better examples and mentors for our student athletes. So we're really looking at some of those qualitative things. But in a lot of areas, and we've talked about data, we can measure data. We can measure, you know, how we're doing on injury incidents and how we're doing on return to play. And we're looking at all those. But I think the big picture for me is how are we serving our student athletes? Are we meeting our goals in those areas? And what are we doing to build a system around not only our student athletes, but our staff to be successful?
You know, finally, Kenny, a final question here. You mentioned earlier that what's being done here in student-athlete health and wellness really isn't being done at a lot of other colleges in the nation, very much a pioneer, a trailblazer in this. Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, has talked a lot about programs that will be a model for other universities, innovation. How does that charge and that charge to be innovative and that support in try new things, how does that invigorate you and your staff, and how does that shape your vision for the future?
Well, it challenges the staff, first of all, because we're doing a lot of things that are above and beyond the normal charge of their daily operations to really work more collaboratively and integrate things that we're doing. But when you step back and you look at all the things that we've accomplished, and this is really a time of year, as you get to mid-year, we look back and say, okay, how are we doing in our goals? What's been really exciting is to see the staff, you know, step back and they realize how much we've accomplished and how much we're doing. The challenge moving forward is to continue to move the needle and to continue to do some things that are innovative. You see institutions across the country begin to adopt models like this, where there is a person that has been a part of that health and wellness community, medical provider, somebody of that background to lead and oversee areas of health and wellness like we have at Baylor. Very prideful moment to be able to have, if you're a Baylor Bear, to recognize that we are one of the leaders in the area of health and wellness in college athletics, understanding that we continue to need support and challenges are going to continue to present themselves. But we have a great staff, great leadership, and great support from everybody within athletics and the Baylor community.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what you have in store in the weeks and months ahead. Certainly a lot of exciting things going on here at Baylor. Very proud of our student-athletes and certainly the work you all do to support them as well. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you,
Derek. Enjoyed our conversation. That is Kenny Boyd, Baylor's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student-Athlete Health and Wellness, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, or you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.